Connie. She and Eugene took a trip in the Imagination Station to see the very first Christmas in Bethlehem, and things just haven't happened the way she expected. For one thing, she has to figure out what to do with young Judah and his marriage proposal.
This is a beautiful garden. I come here often to think.
Well, I don't have time to think right now. Mary's about to have the baby, and Benjamin needs me at the inn. If you're gonna walk with me, could you walk a little faster?
You're a wonder to me, Connie. I've never known a woman like you.
Don't change the subject.
Marry me, Connie. I know I'm not worthy to ask it, but I am asking. Will you marry me?
No, Judah, I can't. I'm sorry.
Why not? You said you like me, and I'm... What did you say?
Kinda cute.
Kinda cute. Yes. I think this is a matter to settle with Eugenius. Huh? As your master, he's responsible for you.
He is not my master.
Quiet, Connie.
What?
There, in the courtyard, the two Romans.
So, let's go.
No.
Why not? Oh, because of what happened earlier?
I'll meet with the Romans again on my terms, and will not be humiliated this time.
So macho.
Shh. It looks like they're discussing something of importance. Listen.
Those zealots are very cunning.
All right. Double the guards tonight and tell them to be extra alert. I will stay here in the courtyard since there are no rooms at the inn. This seems to be the center of much of the activity.
I will send a guard in with you.
No, don't bother. Keep them where they're most visible, on the street. It will make the people think twice about trying anything.
I almost wish they would try something. It would give us a good excuse to show them our power. I am weary of taking their insults and abuses. We are Romans.
We are, and it's our responsibility to behave as Romans. I don't want any of your men starting a fight. Understand? You watch your temper.
As you wish, sir.
It is as I wish. I have a soldier bringing my things.
Yes, General.
Big deal, Judah. The general's sleeping in the courtyard. I gotta go. You're gonna get me in trouble again. Judah? Judah? Joseph! Benjamin!
What's wrong? Is Mary all right?
Yeah, she's fine. Come see your child.
Mazel tov.
My child, thanks. Thanks be to God.
You mean this is the moment?
Eugene, where have you been? You should have seen it. I was there.
My respect for first century tradition prohibited me, a male, from witnessing a woman in labor. Old Testament law, you know. I have to find Hezekiah. I'll be back, honey. I shall return.
But Eugene, I was there.
Who's pounding on my door at this hour? What do you...
Eugenius! I came as soon as I heard.
What do you...
Oh, you mean...
He's here, Hezekiah! The baby you've been waiting for!
Ah, it is my sweet princess.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Is the entire world still awake? Or are we the only two?
Is the baby keeping you awake?
It's what they do best. I don't think we've been properly introduced. I am Lucanus, general of the 5th Legion of the Emperor's army.
Oh, I'm Connie. And if you'll excuse me, I have to take bread to the new mother.
Connie, a lovely name. I've been watching you, Connie.
You have?
Yes. You've been rushing to and fro today, working extremely hard.
Well, it's been a strange day.
Such delicate hands you have. Not like the other women here. Your hands are more like those of the women in Rome. You see, they have better things to do than ruin their hands with work. Would you ever like to go to Rome?
Oh, well, our high school band is taking a trip there next summer.
Ah... And you?
Well,
of course you would.
Yes, I'd like to visit one of these days.
I would like you to do more than just visit. With what I've seen, I think you would be a wonderful wife to a very lonely Roman soldier.
You're kidding, right?
I will speak with your master.
No, really, I...
She's not going with you to Rome, barbarian.
Oh? Who are you?
It's just a friend.
A friend who will give you a taste of steel, Roman.
Judah, no!
Are you mad? Do you know the penalty for drawing a sword on a Roman?
Do you know the penalty for occupying a country that isn't yours? For persecuting men? For kidnapping our women?
Kidnapping your... Wait, I've seen you before. Weren't you in the midst of that row earlier today? You were that boy who got Felix so riled up. You almost lost your head.
You'll lose more than your head, Roman pig.
Not to you, I won't.
No, stop!
You move quickly for an old general.
One doesn't become an old general without being quick.
Please don't. Somebody will get hurt.
You are a bit hot-headed, aren't you? It'll be your undoing.
General!
Stay away, Connie.
You're slowing down, Hebrew. I'll have you in three strokes. One, two, three. And you're mine, Zelot.
Don't hurt him, please.
You won't have her. I won't let you take her.
Her? What are you...
She belongs here, with me.
Now, wait just a minute.
So this isn't the great revolt against the Romans. It's the infantile efforts of a jealous boyfriend.
Oh, you're... Just put your sword down and...
You'll have to kill me before I'll let you take her.
No, stop!
I could kill you, Hebrew. It would be easy enough. It would only take...
Connie!
He was gonna kill you.
When will I stop being rescued by women?
You wanted me to let him run you through?
But look what you did. You knocked him out.
Oh, what's Rebecca gonna say when she finds out I broke her water pot?
Oh, where's my sword?
What are you doing? You have to get out of here. He didn't see me, so I'm safe.
No, I'm gonna finish what I started. There it is.
Judah, you can't.
Infantile, huh? We'll see who's infantile.
No, Judah, don't!
Get away from me. It will be one less Roman to worry about. Your taste of steel, General.
Judah, don't!
We'll go back to Bethlehem right after this. And now we return to our special adventure in Bethlehem.
Please, Judah, don't do it!
He's not worthy of a king, but I hope to...
Judah!
Eugene, Hezekiah, make him stop. He's lost his mind.
Go away, all of you.
What are you up to, young man? What have you done?
Get out.
Is he deceased?
No.
Judah, what have you done? Give me that sword, you foolish child.
No, I am not a foolish child. I am a zealot who will drive the Romans out of our land. Now, go away, old man.
Stupid, stupid boy. Give me that sword.
No.
You dare struggle with an elder. Let go before you do something the entire town will regret. Oh. This is not the way, don't you understand? There is a greater way to peace, another way to freedom, a freedom of eternal value.
Feudal hopes. Freedom will be won by sweat and blood.
Sweat and blood, yes, but not ours. He is coming to help us. He is here.
Who? Where is he? Show me the man.
Not a man. A child.
A child? What child? That child? That screaming, helpless newborn? Is that the one you keep raving about?
Yes, and I must go to him.
Oh. Wait there, men. I'll check with the general.
Listen, the soldiers are coming. Run, Judah. Everyone.
Quickly, through the garden.
Eugene, Hezekiah.
Go on, Connie. We'll follow.
Oh, hurry.
Hezekiah, we should stay here while they go over there. And...
You, guards, guards. They have attacked the general.
Seize them.
Wait, we didn't do it.
The child.
Don't move, old man. Flavius, Marcus, someone ran off through the garden. Watch those two while I check the general.
Yes, Captain.
No, I must see the child, the child.
We didn't do anything. Let us go. The general is still alive. Clear a room. Take him into the inn.
Yes, Captain.
Arrest those two.
No. Please, I've waited all my life.
This is an egregious incident of mistaken identity. It wasn't us.
Oh, I have you now, zealots. Knowing a little discomfort is nothing compared to the full wrath of Rome, and you will know it.
Liniments, oils, I must find Rebecca. I should have sold camels like my mother wanted.
Benjamin!
There you are!
They arrested Hezekiah and Eugenius. I don't know where they were taken. We have to help them.
Hezekiah will have to take care of himself as he always has. If he hadn't made himself so conspicuous with his ravings, this wouldn't have happened.
No, he was right. You've seen the baby...
I've seen him all right. It's a baby, that's all. Listen to me, Connie.
I don't know who you are or where you come from, but this is not the age of miracles and messiahs. It is the age of Romans, and there's nothing you, me, or that child can do about it.
Innkeeper, the liniments!
Yes, I'm on my way to get my wife. A poor innkeeper can only do so many things at one time. And if you want a miracle, Connie, then you better pray. It'll take a miracle to get them out of the hands of the Romans.
You're wrong, Benjamin. You're in the middle of a miracle and you don't even see it.
Hezekiah, are you well?
As well as any old man who's strung up like a plucked chicken.
You know, I've been applying a principle of mind over matter to these ropes, knowing that a certain turning of my arms at a specific angle will loosen them and unbind me.
Yes, yes.
It isn't working. I believe my wrists are chafing.
Do not struggle, Eugenius. It is futile. The Lord God is at work in this. At best, we will be set free.
And at worst?
They will try us and kill us as traitors.
I see.
I'm not afraid of death, but I grieve that I will not see the child. He was all I have lived for.
Statistically speaking, what do you believe is the percentage of chance that we'll be set free?
I do not know of percentages, only that it will take a miracle.
That would be a high percentage against.
Miracles can only be accomplished through fervent prayer to God, to our Savior, who may even now sleep as a baby.
Theoretically, I believe, speaking hypothetically, that is, that prayer has an intrinsic value in how it affects the way
that... Eugenius.
Yes, sir?
Pray or do not pray, but proceed as a matter of faith, not as a matter of theory. Only then will there be a miracle.
All I wanted to do was get in the imagination station and see the nativity, and now it's a mess. A miracle. All we need is a...
Shh! Don't cry out.
Judah, aren't you nuts?
I'm sorry, but I had to see you before I leave.
Leave? But Judah...
Please, let me say what I have to say before I go.
Good grief.
Connie, please, how could I be so stupid?
Is that a rhetorical question?
I don't deserve to ask, but... Connie.
No, I won't marry you.
I didn't think so. Will you forgive me?
Forgive you?
For being so stubborn and so...
Immature.
Immature, yes. And
inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate. Anything else?
Nah, that'll do for now. Yeah, I forgive you.
May I kiss you before I go?
You're kidding.
I don't believe he's kidding.
Captain!
And if he is who I think he is, Rome will not be as forgiving as you were. Guard!
What is this? What's this all about?
No, don't hurt him, please.
Why are you doing this? What evidence do you have against me?
Calm down, young fire. I only want to ask you a few questions. You don't mind, do you?
Please, you don't need the swords.
Do you?
No.
Excuse me, most benevolent captain.
Shut up, innkeeper. I don't want to hear your diplomatic double talk. Not the same clothes, but certainly a similar build. Where were you tonight?
What do you mean?
Captain, don't, please!
Captain, I beg of you.
Well, zealot, I expect an answer.
I have nothing to say.
Hebrew rubbish.
Wait, Felix, wait!
General!
Again, everyone has a party when I can't be around. It looks exactly like the festivities you had earlier today, innkeeper. What did I tell you about these spontaneous parties?
Your captain is our most gracious host for this one, sir.
Captain?
I believe I caught the one who attacked you, sir.
Really? Let me look. It's so hard to say. They all look alike to me. No, this is not the one. The one who did it was a wild-eyed revolutionary. All I see here is a jealous little boyfriend. Let him go.
Are you sure? I didn't get a good look, but I would swear that...
I did get a good look, Captain. I said to let him go. I'm sure the one who attacked me is long gone. He certainly wouldn't be foolish enough to come around again, would he?
No, he wouldn't be so foolish.
But what about the old man? I saw him with the sword kneeling over you, with that peculiar one.
What old man?
The crazy old man, the one who talks of kings.
Felix, do you believe I'd let a senile old fool like that get the better of me in a fight? He's harmless. Let him go.
But the king!
Come now, do you really expect a king to come from a slum like this? Oh, I've had enough. Break up this party. Return to your stations. I'm going to rest. I have a terrible headache. I leave for Rome in the morning, Felix. It's quieter there.
A compassionate Roman? Maybe this is a time for miracles.
Again, I am humiliated.
Judah, can't you take a hint?
What hint?
Maybe it's time to give up the fight, Judah. Rome only has a couple of centuries left anyway. Maybe you should turn your efforts to other things. More important things. Things that are, well, beyond this time.
You want me to give up my fight against the Romans? Then you don't know me, Connie. And I should never have asked you to become my wife.
Well, it's not like I said yes.
Then you are wiser than I am.
I have cows that are wiser than you.
Goodbye, Connie.
That's it? You're leaving?
I must. Love has no place in a world of oppression. I must continue to do what I believe is right. Farewell, my strong-spirited maiden.
Bye. He's so overdramatic. Is he really leaving?
Ha! In my dreams. He'll be back tomorrow as usual. Yada, 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 it's all talk.
I'll search this way.
Oh, what now? Aaron, what is this? Why am I being overrun by smelly shepherds?
This is the part I've been waiting for.
It is unbelievable. I have never seen anything like it.
What was it, a bathtub?
No, no, Benjamin. It is the most remarkable thing I have ever seen. Where is he? He must be here.
Who?
We are looking for the child. We were told to find the child.
Child?
A child wrapped in swaddling cloths. We were told.
Is this possible? A child was born here tonight.
It must be him. They said so.
Who, him? What they? Aaron, you've been hanging around your sheep too long. You have wool for brains. Who told you to come here?
Well, they were... I can't describe it. Angels.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if these kinds of things happen at other inns.
So it happened just like the Bible said. An angel came to the shepherds and told them about the baby in the manger. He said it was their Savior, Christ the Lord. And then those poor scared shepherds were surrounded by a whole sky full of angels who said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Wow!
They came here right away, and they're inside with Mary and Joseph now. Isn't that exciting, Eugene?
Oh, I wish I could have seen it for myself. I have my gifts. Oh, I could not decide which to bring for this first visit. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting.
Are you ready to go in, Hezekiah?
Yes. Yes, I am ready. I have been ready my entire life.
Follow me.
Connie, Eugenius, welcome.
Hello, Joseph. How's Mary?
See for yourself.
Joseph, this is Hezekiah.
Oh, teacher, I've heard of you. God bless you for your faith.
Oh, no, no, my son. God bless you for everything.
Me? I've done nothing.
Oh, but you will. You will. Oh, these are for your son. Unworthy gifts. Oh,
thank you. Would you like to see him now?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Come, this way. Here, this is Mary.
Blessed are you, Mary, among all women, for all time.
Bless you, Rabbi.
And this is the child you came to see.
Oh, 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 my life. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel for remembering his holy covenant, for letting these old eyes see your salvation.
Praise be to God. Tell me, Joseph, what will you call him?
His name will be Yeshua. Jesus.
Jesus. The Redeemer of Israel and the world.
Isn't he beautiful, Eugene? Eugene?
Hey, what happened? I wasn't ready to come back. Wed, why did you bring us back?
Well, I didn't. One of you must have pushed the button.
Well, I didn't. Eugene, why did you... Eugene? Eugene, are you crying?
I'm not crying. It must be my allergies. All the hay in that stable.
Aw, Eugene.
I'm quite all right, really.
Oh, Eugene.
Eugene crying. This has been a night of miracles.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Our program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for more Adventures and Odyssey.